Darren, interesting at the end there. I mean, he's played six, lost six, team's relegated, and the fans are chanting your name during the game.
Yeah, to be honest, I think it's through the fact that I think they can see what I'm trying to do. You know, as I said before, many a times it starts with hard work, and I think it's supporters, you know, are saying that, you know, our effort is 100%. And that's, you know what, that's all you can do, and just hope everything else looks after itself. Again, the supporters have been, they've been amazing. Everybody's been amazing since they've come to this club, and hence why it gives me all the more reason why I want to take this club forward, because I know I can make this club successful. And when you have supporters like that singing your name and getting behind the team, even when you're beat, you know what, you know, it's fantastic, absolutely fantastic.
And today, even though it was a defeat, Hales Owen scored, the team didn't crumple like they have in the past.
No, again, you know what, I've just said to the players, just go out and give your best. But, you know, the thing that we have to react to is, if you go a goal down, is react positively. You know, the thing about it, as I said to the players, you know, it'd be great if we could start a goal up. You know, since I've obviously come in, we haven't started 1-0 up, because I would like to see how the players react then. So it's just unfortunate. But as you said, you know, the players reacted positively. They get up, they get on with it. But it's amazing we conceded the goal through our own attack, you know. And as I said to the players, you know, when your luck's out, your luck's out. And that's just pretty much summed up our season, especially at the end. You know, the chances that we had, you know, head off the line, I just summed up the season, unfortunately, you know. But as I say, if I'm at the helm, we will respond next season, and that is to get this club back to its rightful place.
Have you said anything to them post match there, just like a closing comments? Yeah.
Yes. To be honest, I thanked them for the effort. I can't, to be honest, comment on the games before. I can only, in terms of the time that I've come into the club and everything that I've asked for, they've been absolutely supreme. And as you said, Mike, you know, you've seen that the supporters have noticed the effort that they've put in. But unfortunately, it's not to be. You know, we're, you know, when I come into the job, you're almost, you know, there's 40 games that we can't do anything about, you know. But if it was on effort over the last six games, we'd be top of the league. You know,
Andy Pearson had to go off, and earlier on he was down injured for a minute or two. What's the story with him?
Adam, I'm just up in the corner, seeing it myself, where the guy had landed on his knee. But again, Adam, you know, Andy's a warrior. He wanted to play on, but you know, he can see, he's bought in to what I was trying to do, and you can see he's trying to play on for obviously to get a win today. But you know, you also have to be cautious with these type of things and not do any long term damage. So I don't think it'll be a big issue, if I'm being honest. But you know, if you're going to get an injury, now's probably the time to get it, so you can have a nice break anyway.
So, your brief eventful time here, have you enjoyed it at Ewenfield?
I've loved it. Do you know what, coming down in the car, driving down, and especially, you know, you come in, you from the start, you look forward to the whole prep for the game and things like that. And even though you don't get the result, you know, it's one of those. You're proud of the players and their effort. But, you know, I just think it's fantastic the way they clap. The supporters, you know, have been amazing. As you said, they've been singing my name. The way they clap the players off at the end, they all stayed back because it was a great crowd at the end to clap the players off. And I just thought it was fantastic. And the thing about it is, again, I want to take the club back to its rightful place.
3G pitch next season, I take it you'd be quite at ease with that.
Yeah, to be honest, you know, as I said before, there's players that, because they know obviously I'm at the club, and if I stay, they'd like to come on board, but they're proper footballing players. But they're also players that have good experience and can mix it up, because the thing about it is, not many people's going to have the facility that we have here, you know. So it could be next season where you go away to whatever ground it may be, you might need to win ugly. But again, it's identifying the right players that can come in and to be honest, are able to play football but can also mix it up. And I think already I've found a few of those players.
So I take it your application will be in the post or online tomorrow? And
yeah, absolutely, you know, because I've made my situation aware. I've been offered, to be honest, opportunities are a lot more money. But do you know what, I've come to this place in the short time that I have, you know, it's been absolutely tremendous. You know, it's never been about the money or anything like that. It's about ambition, and being an ambitious manager. And I think, you know, I believe, I know that I can be that here, you know, with a good team. And I know I can build that.
Great, thank you.